Lord, help us to commence with hymn 514. Oh, what matchless condescension the eternal God displays, claiming our supreme attention to his boundless works and ways. His own glory he reveals in gospel days. 514.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read together from his holy word, from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honour thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honour not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended? After they heard this saying, but he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashen hands defileth not a man. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, and the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness, as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left, 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, beside women and children. And he sent away the multitude, and took ship, and came into the coast of Magdala. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. May he now help us and teach us to pray. Almighty God, how can we come? How can we approach? But, O Lord, we would come, pleading that one precious name, pleading the name of Jesus, looking unto Jesus. And oh, do be this night the very author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we come before thee, guilty, We come before thee, Lord, in all our need. Foul to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, or I die. Out of the heart proceed those things that defile, and they do, dear Lord, they do. We have an evil imagination of the heart continually. O Lord, thou knowest those evil devices of man. And Lord, it drags down and it separates. And Lord, there comes, as it were, that thick cloud between. And Lord, how can we lift it? How can we penetrate it? But thou, dear Lord, can in a moment, twinkling of eye, make that great change. Oh, we would then be faint yet pursuing. Lord, we would desire to see no man save Jesus only. Lord, we would come apart this night and rest a while. We would plead that thou would come and shut the door of thy house, that thou would come, rend the heavens and come down, dear Lord, and cast out the buyers and the sellers, but oh, as it were, pass by and bid live. Yea, I say unto thee, live. Lord, cast out afar off, dead in trespasses and in sins, but oh, if thou dost speak the word, dear Lord, oh, what a difference. Then we shall be healed. Lord, in thy rich mercy, then help us this night to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Oh, to be found sitting at thy feet in our right mind, clothed, and oh, learning those precious things in Christ Jesus. Lord, may this be the desire of sinners. Santa, my soul, I am thy salvation. Leave us not to some form that denies the power. Leave us not to the husk that the swine do eat. Leave us not to turn aside. Oh, leave us not, Lord, to that dreadful place where there comes that chokes the word, or the enemy comes and snatches it away. Oh, but Lord, if thou dost come and make the place of thy feet glorious, if thou dost bid souls to live, what a blessed difference. Oh, to be favoured then to come and lay, as it were, the burden at thy feet. And Lord, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Lord, once more we come, mindful, thankful, oh, with praise to thy great and holy name for every mercy. We do know thy rich provision. We enjoy that measure of health and strength. We have all necessary, all needful for our bodies. And Lord, we have many, many blessings far above that our forefathers knew in that providential pathway. But Lord, oh, man doth not live by bread alone. Oh, to know those rich, those rare, those precious blessings in Christ Jesus. Oh, we would truly give thanks then for every mercy past, but we would still press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, do remember this dear church and people. Again, we'd bear precious younger souls before thee, to favour this church and people to wrestle for their precious souls. Lord, for this child I pray. And oh, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth. This is the work of thy blessed Spirit. Oh, may they all be taught of the Lord. Oh, if there are those that come into thy house in nature's darkness, if there are those that come in, and Lord, thine own precious word, this same Jesus means nothing to them. Oh, we would pray, Lord, that there may be that in the beginning, God. There may be that nevertheless, God. Oh, in thy mercy, do show them what they are. Then lead to Jesus' blood, and to their wondering view reveal the secret love of God. Lord, do thou still blessedly begin amongst the churches and in this house of prayer. And do thou blessedly begin, there may be those born before thee that are afar off. And Lord, perhaps we know not where they are, but they're not beyond thy power. We give thanks for this, Lord, they're not beyond thy power. And Lord, could thou yet, Lord, blessedly arrest? Could thou yet, Lord, turn the feet to Zion's hill? Could thou yet return, O Lord, and command that returning in mercy, Lord? Oh, do thou begin and carry on that one work. And Lord, we do plead that thou would, in thy rich mercy, keep then as the very apple of thine eye those younger in years. Lord, keep them in life's pathway, supply all their need. In education, grant those suitable places. And Lord, rule and overrule for good. Set before the open door that no man can shut. But, O Lord, there may be time. Shut the door that no man can open. Oh, may they be favoured to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and know that all these things shall be added unto you. In mercy do remember and meet the needs, Lord, in employment in that set time. Lord, thou knowest the circumstances, and thou knowest all thy judgments abroad in the earth and in our land. Lord, we've got not one stone to cast, but, O Lord, in mercy, and do grant that there might still be that suitable, and they may prove and might be favoured to spread this before the Lord, pleading it before thee, my God shall supply all your need, according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In mercy, remember those, Lord, in employment and in the families. Lengthen these mercies out. Lengthen out mercies in loved ones then. And Lord, those that do know affliction, those that are under treatment, we pray thy blessing upon the means. And we pray thy sustaining. And we plead, Lord, once more, I am the Lord that healeth thee, truly giving thanks for every mercy past. But, oh, do still help, Lord, in the pathway. And may there be that leaning upon their beloved. Do hear prayer one for another then, and those that walk in loneliness, those that walk in a mourning pathway, be very near unto them. Lord, do in thy rich mercy bless them. And oh, may they prove still as a mother comforted, so would I comfort you. And Lord, we know not, as we think of one, whether she may be in the body or out of the body. But oh, Lord, is still, Lord, living here. Oh, we do plead, Lord, that preparation for all thy will, and oh, to stand before thy face. Lord, in mercy, do remember then, and in dear ones as they walk this pathway. And Lord, could they be favoured even ere thy day comes to a close, to be granted a blessed visit. May there be the upward lifting of the eye, when none but God is near. Draw near, go with them, even in the valley of the shadow of death, to fear no evil. Oh, do thou blessedly show, if it be thy will, it is well. Well, while life endure, and well, when called to die. And oh, to blessedly know, Lord, that there will be that in thy time and in thy way. Lord, that drinking anew in thy blessed kingdom. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. A shorten affliction's pathway, if it be thy will. But Lord, do in mercy remember each then in their various needs, and prepare each for all thy will. Truly we know not what a day may bring forth. Prepare me, gracious God, we plead once more, to stand before thy face. In mercy, do remember each deacon. Thou knowest their burdens, do hear their cries. Grant answers of peace. Bind this church and people in thy love and in thy fear. Go out into the highways, hedges, blessed Spirit of truth. Didst thou not say on this rock, I will build my church. Oh, we humbly plead it. And oh, do thou blessedly work also amongst the causes of truth represented here this night. Work in those at home, and thy dear servant, we hope, found there, do bless the means where thy people gather, and those unable to do so, and those perhaps with the little ones. Lord, we pray thy richest blessing upon them, and that attended to perhaps that read with the little ones. Lord, do bless it. Now, what wait we for? Our eyes are up on thee. O Lord, we plead, thou would open thy word, that there may be a finding of the deep that coucheth beneath there. Lord, that thou would take us by the hand, and as a little child, and lead into that truth as it is in Jesus. We do plead, dear Lord, that thou would send none empty away this night. Oh, no needy soul, no praying soul. Oh, grant a portion for 7 and also for 8, if it be thy will. Lord, what is our worship, if we, Lord, worship without thee? Oh, for that true worship then, in spirit and in truth. O blessed Spirit of truth, do thou prove certainly I will be with thee. Open our mouth wide, do thou fill it. O enable us, make us to be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. Dip our foot in oil, make us acceptable to the brethren. May there be a feeding of the sheep, and a feeding of the lambs. In mercy do guide us then, and go before us, and enable us to cast every burden upon the Lord, and know thy sustaining. Hear prayer, our land, our nation. Hear prayer that thou would rule and overrule for good in our royal house, in those in authority over us. Oh, could there be in the deep need a turning to the wall and praying to the Lord. Oh, blessed Lamb, overcome in this also. Hear our poor cries then, and those the wicked plotted, those of the synagogue of Satan gather, the wicked, spreading himself as a green bay tree in great power. Lord, to whom else can we go? Blessed Lamb, overcome. Oh, overcome. In mercy, overcome. Do help in the singing of the hymns. And Lord, thy table. Oh, do favour us to remember thee. And exercise amongst this dear church and people to remember thee. Lord, we ask it in the name of Jesus, for his sake. Amen.
Hymn 118. Thou dear Redeemer, dying Lamb, we love to hear of thee. No music's like thy charming name, nor half so sweet can be. 118.
Thank you.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 15 and verse 25. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. I know this word was mentioned at the morning hour, but I had absolutely no thought of having to bring it before you this night by way of a text. And truly, Lord, help me in it. As far as I was concerned, that word the Lord granted for the morning hour, that nevertheless was to be the word for the day. But the Lord knows. Blessed be his holy name. The Lord knows the cases, the needs in this house of prayer this night. And it may be one, and only one, and a hidden one that comes in as this poor woman did with all her need, all her case, and can't leave it with any other than this blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But oh, comes in great need and greatly burdened. But oh Lord, if thou dost hear the cry of this sinner, oh, so you know you'll be blessed indeed. And there'll be that is wonderful, and that is holy and sacred, and your very soul shall live. But firstly, this woman and this same Jesus. Jesus went from then. The dear Lord Jesus didn't stay in one place. He knew the needs. In another gospel, in another place, we read he must needs pass through Samaria. We read of that need to preach the gospel in other cities, other localities also. You ever been thankful for that? The same blessed gospel. Oh, the same blessed word. That our forefathers knew. That those cloud of witnesses we touched on this morning knew. Do you come? Your day, your generation. Do you come in all your need? Then went Jesus, went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Certainly not the heart of Israel. But there was a needs be.
And this woman wasn't one of those daughters, literal daughters of Abraham. She was a woman of Canaan. She was one of those not like unto one of thy people as dear Ruth. Do you come in there? Can't claim anything. You know, the Lord's dear people have that something. They've probably bought it, tried to bring it before you in this house of prayer before. But you know, there is that in the gospel. There is that in Zion. There is that in the bride of Christ. There is that in that purchased flock that doesn't look on the outside appearance. That doesn't look at the dispositions and the different characters. The faults, the failings, the good points, the bad points. No. I was brought up. Little cause of truth at home. My parents, my grandparents, those I was brought up to call auntie and uncle, they were the church. Totally different generation. You know, oh, under the blessed sound of the truth, I didn't see anything of their characters, anything of what they were under old nature. No, I saw them one as a purchased flock. In Christ Jesus, lifted above. A woman of Canaan. The Lord knows whether you feel to be a stranger unto the Lord and his people. Not like unto one of them then as dear Ruth was. But under whose wings thou art come to trust, that dear woman knew. That dear woman knew. Dear Ruth knew a desire, a sacred longing, thy people, my people, thy God, my God. Oh, she couldn't bear it. Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. That's where this woman of Canaan was. She couldn't go away. Never mind the discouragements. Never mind the disciples. Send her away, she crieth after us. Now, what a blessed truth this is, and cried unto him. Prayer. Not outwardly, not before man, but the work in the closet. The work in the secret places of the stairs. The work casting the burden upon the Lord where no eye seeth. But oh, there is an ear ever open to the cry. Do you know the precious place, sinner? Are you drawn to this place, sinner? Oh, old sense and reason, the old enemy stands at the right hand to resist. Old nature says, give up, call no more upon his name. I'm no good at this. So, men ought always to pray and not to faint. And oh, she comes with reverence. She comes, have mercy. Lord, put forth that I don't deserve, that I don't merit. She comes, nothing in my hand I bring. Oh Lord, thou Son of David. Jesus, we are reminded, poor blind Bartimaeus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Ever thought of blind Bartimaeus? He sat by the wayside begging, by the highway side, I think it's rendered. How did he get there? He was blind. Did he follow a familiar track, a familiar path? Or did one lead him there, day by day? Some of us that have worked in London, we know that those beggars and those in particular need, they have their spots, they have their places. But this poor man was blind. What made this woman come? What made poor blind Bartimaeus go out day after day to that same spot, that same place? What made him to be found there? What makes you go out, soul? Are you led out? Are you drawn out? Why do you come? Don't have to answer it before man, but answer it before the Lord. Do you know a spot as poor blind Bartimaeus did? And you can't depart from that place. You carry on, so never mind the crowd. Oh, a crowd about him will be found attending day and night. I think Spearberridge renders it. And those that cry, send her away. She crieth after us. There's one and one only that can meet your need. One and one only that can meet your case. Lord, thou Son of David. Prayer. Faltering prayer. Halting prayer. Unable to lift up so much as your eyes. You read of some of those sacred, precious prayers in the Word of God, dear Hannah. It was out of the heart. The poor publican afar off, unable to lift so much as his eyes up unto heaven, smote upon his breast. Very short prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And it's not vain repetition. I knew a dear old mother in Israel. She went to live in one of the Bethesda homes. And after an interval of some years, I met her again there. And after the morning service, she said, that's my prayer every day. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Have mercy upon me. I wondered at that. Long in the way. long blessed with that hope in Christ Jesus. But she needed it continually. She still had a body of sin and death. Are you in this way? Are you held in this narrow way? Are you led out in this narrow way? Do you have your spot? Do you have your place? My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. We know not how the daughter was grievously vexed. There are those that we read of in the Word of God, and oh, they're torn. There is that foaming, that poor Gadarene, nothing could tame, nothing could hold, wandered about, exposed, the tombs, the mountains. Poor man. But oh, so, where does this draw you to? Where does your pathway draw you to? The old enemy would ever destroy. The old enemy would always bring to confusion. The old enemy would see, cause there to be a ceasing of the cry. But this woman came, and there was that grievously vexed. Oh, when there is that vexes, oh, it's known day in, day out, night in, night out. It gets at us. It robs us. And oh, it continually gnaws away at us. And may indeed cause a trembling upon the bed. You know, there's something here, grievously vexed. The footsteps of the flock here. Your Lord, your Saviour. And some come in with this and see a man being in agony, going to and fro. What a weight, what a burden. Are you grievously vexed so? Oh, that you might be favoured to consider him. Preciously to consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Oh, one there, the dear Lord and Saviour bore such a burden, the going to and fro, the praying the same words, the being in agony, praying the more earnestly, sweating as it were great drops of blood, grievously vexed. A deep pathway, soul, but there's one that knows. There is one that understands. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. But do you know this also? But he answered her not a word. The Word of God is a closed book. The Word of God, every time you turn to it, it condemns. others may see blessings in it. But it just cuts you down. Again and again and again, you stand condemned by the word of God. It searches, it tries. And oh, you fear. You fear the word of God. And you fear to open the word of God. And there's not a word of hope. There's not a word of comfort. And there is a solemn place. Where all hope is gone. Lost sheep. Outside of that covenant ordered in all things and sure. Oh, solemn, solemn place. Yes, there's a Lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. Yes, a precious people. But oh, not of that sacred number. Not of those that know the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. You ever considered poor Hannah? You ever considered that conversation with Eli? Poor woman. Oh, and poor Eli also left the outward appearance. Drunken. Counted as a woman of Belial. Send her away, she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. See, it appears to rub salt in the wound. There is a people. There is a precious purchased flock. There are those with oil in the vessel. There are those, blessed be his holy name, for whom there is that wedding garment, and they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. One sent to them. And it's to the lost sheep. Oh, those that have roamed. No fields as we know it in our day. No enclosures. But oh, they could roam. And those wild beasts. As we read concerning David, oh, that of the bear and the lion, they could tear. They were after the lost sheep. But oh, all this, you know. Did it send her away? No. Then came she and worshipped him. I don't see in this just an outward worship. I don't see in this just a prostration, as it were, before him, falling down before him. By seeing this worship in spirit and in truth. I see here a poor, wretched sinner, grievously vexed, bringing that great need, bringing that great case, bringing their burden, bringing their guilt, bringing their sin. And I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Sinner, it's a favour indeed to worship him. It's a favour indeed to come with a burden. It may not feel like it. I could take you to a street, and as I walk that street, now, one pushing him in the pushchair, now my eldest son. Oh, the burden indescribable. Utterly indescribable. And talk about the groaning within. But oh, where did it direct? Where did those things lead? To consider him. To worship him. As he came groaning in himself to the tomb of Lazarus. As we read there, Jesus wept. Your following soul. Your coming sinner soul. His track I see and I'll pursue the narrow way till him I view. Then came she and worshipped him. Him only. This glorious, precious Lord and Saviour, this King of Kings and Lord of Lords. One despised, rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. One whose name is set at naught. A despised Nazarene. But oh, in that worship, can you go away? To whom else can you go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. I ask you this question. When the name of your Lord and Saviour is trampled in the dust, when your name of your Lord and Saviour is lightly used, is set at naught, is mocked, blasphemed. Does it hurt? Does it come close? This woman couldn't go away. This woman was very near to this precious one. And oh, soul, you know, in the place of pure worship, you lose sight of all. Except yon lovely man by faith. Never mind all around. It's your need. It's your burden. It's your soul. It's all your state. It's your eternal standing. But you press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, you have to, as it were, take off your shoes from off your feet. The place whereon you stand is holy ground. There's a nearness. And the prayer is wrung out of the soul. And you have to return to prayer continually. And you may have to pray those same words. And the old enemy mocks and says this is but vain repetition. But you have to come. Filthy garments indeed. Deep is the stain and dye of sin. Desperate is the need. Eternity stands before. Lord, help me. Divine aid and divine aid alone will help. Oh, you need the Lord. Did we touch it this morning to make bare his holy arm, to pluck his arm out of his bosom? You need the Lord to speak the word. You need him to bless it, blessedly, graciously work. To work in mercy, to blessedly pour out undeserved, wretched, hell-deserving sinner, not worthy of the least of all thy mercies, but, O Lord, I need thee. Lord, help me. Unworthy me. Little me. Afar off me. My mind off goes to that one cast out we read of in Ezekiel. There were those cast out, helpless, and left to die. But oh, one wonderfully, dear Ezekiel is shown by the blessed Spirit of God, one wondrously passing by and bidding leave. Yea, I say unto thee, live. One of those words associated with that word this morning, I think it's found in Galatians. Nevertheless, I live. Dear Paul, dear Ezekiel, they were shown these things as one passed by, as one found. Poor Paul kicking against the pricks, full of himself and full of those things of man. And oh, one cut him down on that Damascus road. So, do you know the cutting down? But, oh, do you know the Lord, help me? Do you know the prayer? Do you know the ringing out? Do you know, I will not let thee go except thou bless me? Well, what was the Lord's answer? Not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. The bread was precious. The bread was for the dear family, the dear children. The Lord's dear children. Mustn't be cast to dogs, mustn't be trampled underfoot. And yet this poor woman, she sees in it. Faith is granted, light is granted. Truth, Lord, these things are true, Lord. What thou says is true, Lord. Yet, you see, she has a nevertheless to plead.
The dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. A crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave, unworthy to be fed. Yes, with those dainties, with that of the children's bread, but so, yes, a blessed crumb sufficient from off the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. And who gives that faith? Faith is the gift of God. Great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. There's encouragement for the sinner. There's hope here. There's that set before an open door that no man can shut. Lord, help me. But just one or two things. Are there other things that you're pleading so? Oh, do seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's the Lord's work, divine order. And oh, humbly spread your need, your case before the Lord. This is a word that can be taken daily. Had to read it in the last week. Seemed to be such contradictory things and such an impossible way. But Lord, help me. After the prayer that morning, oh, how the Lord blessedly appeared. How the way was made. By lunchtime, my eyes went up with thankfulness and thanksgiving. Could return unto the Lord with praise and thanksgiving at the evening hour. Oh, the place of prayer, so don't neglect it. Take the daily needs, take those daily troubles, those difficulties, those mountains, those impossibilities. And you younger ones, you dear younger ones in your pathway, this prayer, this dear woman, it's not worn out yet. Oh, you humbly plead it before the throne of grace. And oh, may you be favoured to blessedly leave it there. There is a place, you know, where you can cast the burden upon the Lord and know that sustaining. Oh, that blessedly rolled upon him, and you know the Lord will manage it. And whatever the outcome be, faith is given, trust is given, belief given, founded on that rock which is Christ, that it is well. He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. You leave it with him, so. Oh, to be blessedly favoured then. Lord, help me. But also, tried me, you know, this morning hour, and we were led at the close of the service. No, is there one in this house of prayer so burdened? That weight, that impossibility,
that the Lord has laid upon you. O soul, you know the Lord helped me. You know that wrung out of your very soul. But oh, blessed, blessed be his holy name. The Lord will be your helper. He that has helped thee hitherto will help thee all thy journey through, and you'll prove his help. You'll prove that rock which is Christ. You'll prove the blessed overcoming by that precious blood of the Lamb. It oft have to be pleaded. It'll be no rusty, as it were, seldom used sword of the Spirit. No. But oh, there'll be that, oh, oft brought out. There'll be that preciously kept. There'll be that preciously pleaded before the throne of grace. Lord, help me. And the Lord knows. It was also this thought. I must come to a close, but there was this thought. You've been favoured as a church and people. It's been those younger ones joined to each other. There's been that in the families. There have been those trials. There have been those afflictions. But oh, are there those at long? Lord, help me. Would be joined together. Would know that walking together in love. Those suitable loved ones in the pathway, and will be found looking unto Jesus. Some of us have proved the power of this prayer in this. Don't be surprised, soul, if there is a deep leading in, and if there are those impossibilities and those disappointments. But oh, you're wonderfully proved an answer of peace, if the Lord will. All things working together for good. Lord, help me. Well, no doubt many other things could be spoken from this precious word. Never mind if it's been touched or not touched. So there is so much here. Suitable in every need, in every pathway, in every impossibility. You say, well, you know not my pathway. Has it not been touched on so grievously vexed? The Lord knows. It may be great things, it may be small things. But oh, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too small for the Lord? It may be too small to take before man, to take before another, but it's not too small for him. Oh, Lord, help me. What a blessed, blessed prayer. And may grant those answers of peace.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £735, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, Dr. Sadler next Lord's Day and also hopes to address the Sunday School. And there will be a chapel trustee meeting tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Now we'll close with part of hymn 142. We'll sing the first three and the last three verses. Hymn 142. Go worship at Emmanuel's feet, see in his face what wonders meet. Earth is too narrow to express his worth, his glory, or his grace. 142, verses 1 to 3 and 16 to the end.
Thank you.
forgive all spoken amiss. Do bless, abundantly bless thine own pure word. May there be that to take home and yet spread before the Lord. Take us each to our homes at the close of the services of thy house in peace and in safety. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.